Angels will have Billy Gardner leading off, second base. Ben Dobek, center field. Bob Allison will hit third, playing right field. He hit second last night. Christian Abagetto has shifted his batting order. Jim Lemon hitting fourth, left field. Harmon Killebrew, third base. Julio Becker, first base. Earl Batty, catching. Jose Valdivielso, shortstop. And Jim Woodichick, pitching. For New York, Tony Kubek leads off, shortstop. Mickey Mantle, center field. Roger Maris, right field. Elston Howard, catching. Bob Serve, left field. Bill Scarron, first base. Gil McDougal, third base. Bobby Richardson, second base. And Bob Turley, pitching. Last night, the Yankees defeated the Senators 5-1 with Jim Coates going the distance. Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris hitting homers, and Gil McDougal the triple. In the afternoon yesterday, Kansas City defeated Chicago 4-3. Detroit knows out Cleveland 10 innings 4-3. Boston Baltimore rained out. Baltimore leading the league by one game over Cleveland and Chicago, who are in a virtual tie for second, but the Indians lead in percentage, having played fewer games. The Tigers and the Yankees are in a virtual tie for fourth. The Tigers lead by 2 percentage points, having played fewer games. And the two of them are 2.5 out of first place. Then follow Boston, 6.5 out. Washington, 7 out. And Kansas City, 7.5 out. In the National League yesterday, San Francisco shut out St. Louis 8-0. Pittsburgh defeated Philadelphia 4-2 in 13 innings. Chicago beat Los Angeles 4-3 in 14 innings. And Milwaukee, Cincinnati rained out. San Francisco leads the league by a game over Pittsburgh. Milwaukee third, 4.5 out. Cincinnati fourth, 5 games out. Los Angeles fifth, 7 out. Then comes St. Louis, 8.5 out. Chicago, 9.5 out. Philadelphia, 12.5 games out. Today, looking at the Valentine scoreboard in the American League, Boston at Baltimore playing a doubleheader. Sullivan against Barber in the first game. Cleveland, Detroit will play two. No report as yet. And Chicago, Kansas City, one game. In the National League, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, it'll be Roberts against Law. All single games in the National League. No report as yet. Milwaukee, Cincinnati, San Francisco, St. Louis, Los Angeles at Chicago. Casey Stengel was sidelined last evening by a virus infection. Ralph House was the acting manager, and Casey still ailing, feels a little better, and hopes to be back either tomorrow or Tuesday. The Yankees take the field. The umpires, Joe Paparella at place, Johnny Rice at first, Al Smith at second, Ed Runge at third. And as the umpires move to position, we have now our national anthem. Next weekend with the Boston Red Sox. Next Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and and a doubleheader a week from today with the Red Sox. Next Saturday afternoon will be a ladies' day. Then come the White Sox for four games in 4 days. Monday night, Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday night, Thursday afternoon, June 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then the Indians, Friday night, the 10th, Saturday afternoon, the 11th, and a doubleheader on Sunday, June 12th, to wind up the home fans. Billy Gardner, a lad from New London, Connecticut, hitting 300. 42 for 140. 300 on the season, but he went into the week since May 22nd, hitting at a 435 clip. The pitch from Kelly is high, ball one. He had one out of three last night. Inside for ball two. Kelly making his sixth appearance. He has a record of 1-1. This is his third start. Red Sox beat him 7-1 in his first appearance at Boston. Then he relieved three times, getting credit for a win over Washington in relief May 13th. The 2-0 delivery. That's outside for ball three. Kansas City, he was relieved by Gaber in the sixth inning. He'd given up three runs. And Gaber was credited with a win. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch. Tim there, 3-1. Is just outside for ball four, and Gardner walked. Now coming to bat is Dan Bilbeck. Bilbeck batting 221. He's had four out his last 10 times at bat, however. Which is a 400 pace. Gurley delivers, and Bilbeck takes high outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Bob seems to be aiming at ball instead of firing it in there. Didn't seem to be quite loose yet. Now the delivery. That's a low one inside. Ball two. Two balls, no strike. McDougal walked over to say something to Curley. Two balls, no strike. Curley now, after taking a little time, taking a few deep breaths, nine of the stretch. Gardner leading away from first. The delivery. In there for a strike. Good one. Two balls, one strike. Ellis Clary coaching at third. Sam Mealy at first. McDougal shortened up at third. Gardner leads away from first. And the pitch to the left-hand batter is way outside. Ball three, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Now Joe Paparella is pointing to something. Not in the dugout, but I think. Over. Maybe it was to the dugout. Now he's throwing somebody out. Somebody's gotten a heave-ho in the Washington dugout. Got the finger. And we'll have to find out who it was a little later. He was riding Paparella. Joe warned him and then ran him. Three balls, one strike. Early to the stretch. And the pitch in strike two. Full count. We'll have to check and find out who was. He never did come out of the dugout. Three balls, two strikes. We'll watch Billy Gardner leading away. Stretched by Turley. There goes Gardner. The pitch is outside, ball four. Robeck walks. Gardner moves to second. Two on, nobody out. And here's Bob Allison hitting 320. Season. Since May 22nd, he's had 6 for 25. And 2 out of 3 last night. Going into last night's game, he had been in a slump, hitting at a 182 pace over the previous week. Nobody out and 2 on. Bob Turley's pitch is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Jim Lemon on deck, and Armin Killebrew to follow. Bob Turley fighting poor control here in the first inning. The 1-0 pitch swung on to high, pop foul, and they fade out of play. It's over near the center to dugout and is out of play. Dropping in behind the dugout a couple of rows. The 1-1 count. Pete Lisman was the man thrown out of the game. The Senators got Lisman from Cleveland, and the Indians had got him from Cincinnati. One ball, one strike. Leading away from second. Robeck from first. Nobody out. Bob Turley to the stretch. The pitch is bunted and it's fouled to the right of the plate. Strike two. One and two. The Yankees were not playing for a bunt. And Allison tossed them up for the bunt down the first baseline. A 1-2 count. Off second, Dobeck off first. Here's the pitch. Curve is outside. Count is 2-2. Curley has always had a problem in coordination. Certain days, he gets himself coordinated. He's pretty good. He's forcing the ball up there right now. Two balls, two strikes. Runners lead away from first and second. Nobody out. And the pitch to Allison. Just in there for call strike three. Got the inside corner. Allison hadn't left the plate yet, but now he moves away. Now here's Jim Lemon. Lemon batting 239, but he's had 10 homers and 27 runs batted in. Tied for the league lead in homers and second in the league in RBI. Jim had one out of three last night. Went into the game last night with a week's average of 261, 6 for 23. Gardner leading off second, Bill Beck off first. Pitched the right-hand batter, swung on and missed, strike one, nothing in one. One strike. Armin Killebrew on deck. Curley taking his time. Dives into the stretch. Gardner again leading away from second. Dobeck from first. Curley fires away. Curveball low outside, and the count is one and one. One ball, one strike. Outfield field, shaded a little short left. McDougal deep, driving the line. Curley again to the stretch. Runners leading away from first and second. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled off right at the plate. Strike two. One and two. One ball, two strikes. Curley goes to the Rosin bag. Lemon, who had stepped out of the batter's box for a moment, back in now. Digs in. Deep well spread. Bends to the knees, leans a little from the waist. The runner's leading away from first and second. Bob Curley steps off the rubber, and the runners move back. Now Curley is back on into the stretch. Gardner moving off second. Dobeck off first. Here's the pitch to Jim Lemon. Curve low outside. Ball two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Sam Mealy, watching Scarron, is playing behind Dobeck. Clary watching Richardson and Kubek for Gardner leading away from second. Now the stretch and the 2-2 pitch is swung on to high top foul, may fade out of play, and it will behind the Yankee dugout. Count remains 2-2. Darren Howard has gone over. Doubleheader tomorrow, first game at 1:30. Doubleheaders, of course, started 2. A couple minutes past 2. Two balls, two strikes on Jim Lemon. Gardner and Dobeck leading away from second and first, respectively. Curley ready, and the pitch to Lemon. Swung on, foul back above it. Remains 2-2. Curley walked out in front of the rubber now. Balls at the dirt. Now he's back in the pitching position. Lemon digs in. Gardner and Dobeck, both of whom walk, leading away from second and first. One out, a 2-2 count on Big Jim. Bob Curley delivers the curve. It's in there for called strike three. And Lemon didn't like the call. Two down now, and here's Harmon Killebrew. Killebrew sidelined earlier this season with a pulled leg muscle. During his 21st game, batting 257. He's had six out of his last 27. Smashed a double here last night, a long drive to left. Great power. Gardner and Dobeck leading away now from second and first. Bob Curley getting ready to pitch to Killebrew. Outfield deep, and they're playing him straight away. Bob into the stretch. And the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike one. Nothing in one. He can whip that bat. Again, the stretch by Curley. Gardner leading away from second. Dobeck from first. Here's the pitch. It's a curve and stays inside. One and one. Julio Beck there on deck. Killebrew steps out of the batter's box for 2 seconds. Eyes back into hitting position. serious stretch. The runners lead away from first and second. And the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike two. One and two. He hummed that one in there. One ball, two strikes. Moves off second. Dobeck off first. The stretch by Turley. Here's the pitch. Curveball high. And the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Stretch by Turley. The runners lead away from first and second. Here's the pitch, and Killebrew takes it high for ball three. Full count. Gardner and Dobeck will be off and running with the pitch. Three balls, two strikes. By Turley, Gardner and Dobeck ready to go. There they go, and the pitch is low for ball four, and the bases are loaded. They lost him after being ahead of him. So three men are aboard, and here's Julio Becker batting 250 on the season. Went into last night's game with a weak average of 280. He's had eight for his last 29. Left-hand batter up with three men aboard. Three men lead away. The pitch to Becker. Swung on, lined out to left. Curve coming fast and catches it for the out. And the side retired. Julio Becker lines out to serve in left field. No runs. No hits, no errors, and three men left on. End of the first half, the first inning, watching and nothing, and New York coming to bat. Coming up, Hal Wutichuk, a left-hander, making his fourth appearance of the season, has a record of one win, no losses. This is his first start. He relieved three times against Boston and once against Boston, twice against Cleveland. Credited with a win over Cleveland May 4th in relief. He went 4 2/3 innings and gave up one run. He's a 6'3", 195-pound left-hander, 27 years old, soon to be 28. He started out in the majors with the Tigers. He was with them in 1956 briefly, and eventually went to Cleveland. And he was with the Indians in 1958 in 14 games. He won six and lost six. And he went with Washington end of last year. Pitch to Kubek is inside. He was with Toronto most of last year, won three and lost one. He was with Toronto briefly last year, won three and lost one, and appeared in 31 games with Washington, won two and lost four. He used largely in relief. The pitch is in there for strike. shortens up at third. The pitch to Tony swung on, hit by Killebrew down the left field line for a base hit. Tony tried to go for two. Here's Lemon's throw, and Kubek is out at second. Lemon to Gardner. Kubek out trying to stretch his single into a double. Lemon to Gardner. Kubek, with Killebrew drawn in, hit a hard shot down the line past Killebrew, but was out trying to go for two. Lemon to Gardner. Kubek, who is hitting 309 on the season and has been hitting much better of late, went into this past week with a weekly average of 385. Mickey Mantle right now takes it inside. Mantle batting 231. Woody 6-6. Swung on, hit into right field, and it's in there for a base hit. Allison tossing it back in to Gardner. Mantle slices a single to right. Kubek, who was out trying to stretch his single into the double, has gotten 10 base hits leading off in the ball game, and the 24 games in which he has batted in the leadoff position. He also walked twice leading off in a ball game. Roger Maris takes the strike. Maris hitting 318 for the season. He's had six hits in his last 16 at bat. The pitch is swung on, hit foul down the left field line, out of play. In the upper deck, two strikes, nothing and two. The outfield is shading Maris toward left and center and left, but almost right away right. They don't figure Maris to pull him. Curve is swung on and missed. Strike three. Maris strikes out. Now Elston Howard coming up, batting 260. May 17th through the 23rd, Howard hit at a 385 pace, 5-13. During his past week in three games, he had two for eight, 250 average. Two men out now, Mantle on first, no score, first inning. Woody 6-6, swung on, fouled off, out of play to the right of the plate, hits the upper deck, rebounds to the playing field. Leading Boston 1-0, 10 to the first inning. First game for doubleheader, and Pittsburgh leads Philadelphia 2-0, 10 to the first inning. Now the pitch. Outside, ball one, 1-1. Mantle bluffs a delayed steal of second. One ball, one strike. Woody kick into the stretch. Mantle with a short lead. The pitch. It's fouled off as Howard hits the pitch with the ball curved right in on the handle. Now the visitor. There goes Mickey, and the ball is swung on and hit through the hole between third and short to left field. Mantle turns second, heads for third, and goes on in. Throw goes to second base. Mantle breaking the second, pulled the shortstop over, and Howard hit right through the hole. Now Bob Serve comes up. Runners on first and third, two outs. Serve batting 279 on the season. The week of May 17th through 23rd. He hit at a 412 pace, 7 for 17. Batting 270 on the season. He's only had three hits during the past week. 17 at bat. The pitch, outside, ball one. No strikes. Two outs. Mantle leads off third. Howard off first. The pitch to serve is in there for a strike. You know, people like to replay an inning and say, if this hadn't happened, if that hadn't happened. Actually, if Kubek hadn't tried to go to second, the inning might have been over. The pitch swung on, foul off to the right of the plate. The reason is, if Kubek stayed on first, he might have even gone to third on Mantle, single to right, but Maris striking out one out. Howard's ball would have been a double play ball the way they would have played it. Assuming perfect handling. Here's the pitch. The low outside, 2-2 count. Sometimes it works around the other way, you know. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. You can never figure those things, though, because you pitch differently in different situations. Runners leading away from first and third. The 2-2 pitch swung on, hit foul, out of play in the lower stand behind the Yankee dugout. Up underneath the mezzanine. Bounce to short. A big hopper of Aldi flips the Gardner, forcing Howard. The sides retired. Both teams threatened in the first inning and failed to score. No runs for New York. Three hits. No errors for the Senators, and two Yankees left on. At the end of an inning, Washington nothing, New York nothing. Baltimore leading Boston 1-0, 10 of an inning and a half. Barber and Sullivan are playing a doubleheader. Cleveland at Detroit in the first game. It'll be Hawkins against Mossy. Chicago, Kansas City, the latest start, playing one game. Pittsburgh leading Philadelphia 2-0, 10 of an inning and a half. Law against Roberts. Mazeroski has just homered for Pittsburgh in the last second to make it at least 3-0. Milwaukee at Cincinnati will find Willie pitching against Cook. San Francisco at St. Louis, Jones against Jackson, Los Angeles at Chicago, Padres against Cardwell. A doubleheader tomorrow, game time 1:30. Hope that you'll be on hand, plenty of seats available. It'll be Staubs and Ramos against Perry and Dittmar. Right now, we pause for station identification.
You are tuned to 1460 on the radio dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. Time on the WOKO clock is 29 minutes before 3, the current temperature is 73 degrees.
In the first half of the second inning, it'll be the bottom third of the Washington order. Earl Batty, Jose Valdivielso, and Hal Wiedecheck. Bob Turley walked the bases loaded in the first inning. Struck out two and got the last man on a line drive to left. The pitch to Batty. Misses, ball one. A little outside. Batty hitting 225. Now the pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. One and one. Red Sox are here next Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and doubleheader a week from today. One pitch. Fastball high, and the count is 2-1. Bob leans forward, swings to his windup, and the pitch swung on, popped foul, out of play to the right of the plate, into the lower stand. Stood up on the seat and reached for the ball. That's a dangerous thing to do. You start to lean with it, and you find it up face to face with the concrete. The 2-2 pitch long arms, a fly ball into short left center. Here's Mantle coming on fast and makes the catch. Actually, he went all the way in behind Kubek and in front of Sir. Came a long way to get it. Bob didn't quite make it. Neither could Kubek. One down, and here's Jose Valdivielso. V-A-L-D-I-V-I-E-L-S-O. His father, years ago, played some football at Boston University. From Matanzas, Cuba. Right-hand hitter. Curly six. Look out. Trail time inside. Ball one. Jose has been in organized ball since 1953. This would make the seventh year. But he sure has moved a lot. Next pitch, swung on, hit sharply short, one hop. Kubek to his right, grabs it, throws to first, and they're two away. While Vujicic is coming up, we'll check. Valdivielso now in seven seasons. And remember this, obviously in certain years he's played with different clubs. He played with Lubbock in 1953. In 1954, he was with Charlotte, Rock Hill, and Lubbock. In 1955, he was with Charlotte and Washington. In 1956, he was with Washington and Louisville. In 1957, Indianapolis. 1958, Phoenix and Minneapolis. In 1959, Washington and Miami. Vujicic bats right-handed, takes the pitch inside for a ball. He's always been a very quick glove man, but never was able to hit well enough to really stay in the majors. But just might pick up in that regard. Here's the pitch that's in for a strike. One ball, one strike. Al Vujicic. Curley comes in with a fastball swung on and missed. Strike two. Vujicic wound up with the bat that time to swing. Hard thing to do against a fastball. You start winding up on a fastball and you're in trouble. You better hold that bat at the ready. Curley's sixth fastball outside, and the count is 2-2. We're in the second inning, and a little kid might say, Washington ain't got nothing, the Yankees ain't got nothing. The big pitch, say this. The 2-2 delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike three, and the side's retired. And Washington still ain't got nothing, and Yankees ain't got nothing. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of an inning and a half, Washington, as I said, ain't got nothing, and Yankees ain't got nothing. And I tell you, when you will have something, and that is when you enjoy the crisp refresh of Ballantine beer. A beer that's truly light, smooth, and delicious as a beer can be. Ballantine beer, the crisp refresh, is truly light. But there's more to it than that. Ballantine adds something to its lightness. Flavor. Man, no sense of having lightness and got flavor. Ballantine beer is a light beer with true lager flavor. That means it's as light as you like it, but it still delivers all the downright delicious lager beer flavor you want. And that's what makes it the crisp refresher. So treat yourself to some smooth, delicious Ballantine. The largest selling beer in the East from Maine to Florida. It's a treat that when you have it, you know you've got something. Now the last half of the second inning. Phil Sharon. Six in the order. Leads off McDougal and Richardson to follow. Moose down to 279. From May 17th through the 23rd, he hit at a 120 pace, 3-for-25. And since last Tuesday, he only had three hits. 19 times at bat. He takes a strike. strike delivery. It's in there. Strike two. Nothing in two. No balls. Two strikes. Two strike pitch. It's inside for a ball. One and two. And the delivery. Fouled off over to the Yankee dugout. Moose is taking the pitch and the ball hits the handle of the bat. There's a good possibility that in the next couple of days or so, when Casey gets back, he may rest Mantle and Scowen. Mickey's knee is still terribly sore. The pitch swung on, grounded to third. Killebrew up with it. Goes on to first in time. And Mickey is in a bad slump. Off in his timing. He can't get leverage. Moose is just swinging off in his timing and pressing. Now, Gil McDougal. Hitting 259 on the season. But for the week of May 17th through the 23rd, he hit it at a 348 pace and has had five hits in his last four games. Takes the curveball, a little outside. Ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Curve is in there for a strike, one and one. Delivery. Swung on as a high fly ball down the right field line, curving foul and out of play. A 1-2 count. Hal Woodyshek, who's a big fella, 6'3", 195, as the ball had really moved. Sharp breaking stuff. Live fastball. The 1-2 pitch to McDougal. Change up. Two ball outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Now the delivery. Outside for ball three, 3-2. Bobby Richardson on deck. They give Gil a lot of room in left center. Lemon straight away to left. Bill Beck stated to right center, Allison straight away right. And the payoff pitch is inside. Ball swept in on him. McDougal walked. Now the slick fielding Bobby Richardson, hitting 235 on the season. The week May 17th through 23rd, he hit 318, 7 for 22. He had three base hits and 10 times at bat for the first 3 days last week. Nothing for six in the last two ball games. One out, McDougal on first. Now the pitch. Swung on, grounded to third. Killebrew up there nicely. Throws to second for one. Back on the first, too late. Killebrew grabbed that ball right on the line. Forcing McDougal to second. Gardner throw to first. Nowhere near in time to get Shirley gets to come up in the inning. He's had 2-for-5 this season, batting 400. No score. It's the last of the second.
Outfield relatively shallow, shaded toward right, center and right, straightaway left. Woodyshek to the end of two innings to play. No score with the Yankees, owning the only three hits in the game, all in the first inning. Back out, stretching a single into a double, trying to. So the hits were wasted, and the Senators wasted three bases on balls in the first inning. The doubleheader tomorrow with the Washington Senators starts at 1:30. Dobbs and Ramos against Terry and Bittmar. Then the Yankees are here next weekend with the Boston Red Sox. Next Friday night, a ladies' day Saturday afternoon, and a doubleheader next Sunday.
1 to nothing, 10 to 3 innings. Cleveland nothing, Detroit batting in the first inning. In the National League, Pittsburgh 6, Philadelphia nothing, 10 to 2.5 innings. Milwaukee 2, Cincinnati batting in the first inning. Eddie Matthews hit his 10th homer, 1 on. San Francisco nothing, St. Louis batting in the first inning. It's the first of the third, and the first man up in the batting order. The leadoff man, Billy Gardner. Bill Beck on deck, and Allison to follow. Gardner drew a pass in the first inning. Bob Turley, making his 6th appearance and 3rd start of the year, delivers a fastball lined over third down the left field line. Should be in there for extra bases. Turner plays the rebound. Gardner turns first and eases into second with a stand-up double. The first base hit for Washington, an extra base hit. Billy Gardner's 8th two-bagger. Gardner on second, nobody out. And Dan Bilbeck up. Allison to follow. Turley, who had some arm trouble earlier in the year, has not gone past 5 1/3 innings. Turley to the stretch. Gardner leading away from second. The pitch to the left-hand batter. Curveball high. Ball one. Center and right, straightaway left. Kubek trying to hold Gardner close. Turley delivers to Bill Beck, who swings and fouls it back upstairs. Strike one, 1-1. A large group of youngsters here today. I don't mean in one single group, you know, like the Yankee Juniors. I mean the youngsters brought to the game by their parents, boys and girls alike. The 1-1 pitch, swung on, hit, foul down the left field line, out of play, fly ball. A 1-2 count on Dan Bilbeck. With a good lead off second. Now the 1-2 pitch, and Bilbeck swings and hits a fly ball to left. Sir backing up under it. Gardner at second to tag the catch. He starts the third and holds up. The throw goes right into Gill. Ball player will draw a throw when he can. It'll be that one time, you know, then the percentage is where the throw will bounce by somebody. It'll be a wild throw and change the situation around. You're always hoping for it, so you draw the throw even though you have no intention of actually going over unless it is a bad throw. Here's Bob Allison, who looked at a third strike in the first inning. Jim Lemon to follow. Power hitting right-hand batter. Turley delivers, and Allison looks at a curve. It's in there. Strike one. Nothing in one. The one strike pitch. Another curve is swung on, hit in the air to deep center. Mantle now getting under it. Ball fades a little. He makes the catch, and Gardner holds the second. The wind has several different directions. Looking at the right field, the flags are blowing out that way. Looking at left field, they're blowing out that way. Looking to center field, and the Old Glory is sort of blowing straight in. Two outs, and the batter is Jim Lemon. Harmon Killebrew on deck. Lemon looked at a third strike in the first inning. Big Jim. 6'5", right-hand batter. Awaits the pitch. Curley delivers it. High ball one. Attempted curve. Didn't break much. No score. First of the third. Billy Gardner on second base. Two down. Jim Lemon crouches. Bob Curley ready. Now the pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled back to the screen. Strike one. Win one. Lemon, who is 6'5", crouches a bit. And then when he swings, he's raising up. Gets good lift on the ball when he connects. That pitch was almost in his alley. One ball, one strike. Again to the stretch. Gardner moves off second. Bob's delivery. Curve is swung on. It's a high pop-up that Bobby Richardson gets under. Waiting and makes the catch and the side's retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. Gardner open with a double and is stranded. The end of 2.5 innings. Washington nothing, New York nothing. Yankee Stadium, and it'll be the top of the New York order. Tony Kubek, Mickey Mantle, and Roger Maris. Kubek opened the game with a single, was out trying to stretch it into a double. Mantle followed with a single, and Howard had a single, but the Yankees did not score. Left-hander Hal Woodishit ready to pitch. Harmon Killebrew shortened up at third the way he was in the first inning when Kubek rode the ball by him. The pitch is in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Big left-hander again delivers. Sidearm fastball inside and counts one and one. One ball, one strike. And the 1-1 pitch. Low outside, ball two, 2-1. Earl Batty called out to the mound. What is she going to chat with him? Two balls, one strike. Pitched by Woodishick. Mickey Mantle steps in. Roger Maris on deck.
against Wedeschick. The left-hander's pitch swung on. Missed. Strike one. Nothing in one. Mickey has a look at Crosetti. Wedeschick to the stretch. And the pitch. Low. Ball one. One and one. End of the stretch and the pitch. Ball two. A little bit outside. Two and one. Now Batty runs out to talk to Wedeschick. A 2-1 count on Mickey Mantle. No score. It's the last of the third. He steps out now. Crow hollered to him. Two balls, one strike. Mantle back in. Wedeschick to the stretch. Kubek with the lead. The pitch swung on. It's a high foul off to the left of the plate and out of play. A 2-2 count. Two strikes. Left-hander Hal Wedeschick into the stretch. Kubek with a short lead off first. The pitch and Mantle takes it low inside. Ball three. Three and two. A full count. In the stretch by the left-hander, Kubek with the lead. The pitch swung on, grounded, foul down the third baseline. Kubek with the lead. Throw to first and Tony's back. Again, we're set to go. The stretch. Kubek with the lead. The 3-2 pitch. Swung on it. Missed. Strike three. The throw down is into center field. And Kubek was started back to first. Stops and goes on to second. Batty fired the ball to the bag. Nobody was there. Gardner couldn't quite get over. Kubek was trapped. He was running. Stopped halfway between first and second, tried to go back to first, and then turned back around and went on. Kubek advances to second as Mantle strikes out. And here's Roger Maris. The second strikeout for Wedeschick. Maris struck out in the first inning. The pitch. Roger takes the curve inside for a ball. The error on the play is given to Gardner for not covering in time. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul back out of play. A 1-1 count on Merritt. Delivers. Rod swings and misses. Strike two. One and two. Maris is swinging a lot at the motion of Wedeschick. Eddie Lopez used to be great for that. He'd swing at his motion. He'd change
the speeds off of a motion. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Maris strikes out for the second time. Now here's Elston Howard, who singled to left in the first inning. No score, last of the third. Wojcik wants to talk to Batty. Howard had 5 for 13 the week, May 17th through the 23rd, for a 385 average. Had 2 out of 8, or 3 out of 9, including his first time up today, during his last games of the past week. Wojcik ready, delivers to Howard, swings and bounces it to third. Killebrew throws on over to first in time, and that retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one error on the play at second. One left on. At the end of three innings, Washington no runs, one hit, one error, and four left on. New York no runs, three hits, no errors, and four men left on base. This is a perfect time for Valentine, so how about pouring yourself a tall, foaming glass full and enjoy the light beer with true lager flavor. Valentine beer, the crisp refresher. On the Valentine scoreboard, Baltimore leads Boston 1-0, end of 4. Sullivan against Barber. Detroit leads Cleveland 1-0, end of 1. Mossy and Hawkins. Chicago, Kansas City later. National League, Pittsburgh 6, Philadelphia nothing, end of 3. Law against Roberts, Chris Short in relief in the second. Mazeroski at a homer. Milwaukee 2, Cincinnati nothing, end of an inning and a half. Willie and Hook, Matthews at a homer, one on. Giants Cards scoreless, end of an inning and a half. Jones and Jackson. Dodgers Cubs scoreless, end of an inning and a half. Padres and Cardwell. The next voice you'll hear to carry on with you will be that of Phil Rizzuto after we pause for station identification.
You are tuned to 1460 on the radio dial, WOKO, Albany, New York. 73 degrees at 2 1/2 minutes after the hour of 3 on the WOKO clock.
Ready to go in the top of the fourth inning, scoreless ball game, the Yankees and the Senators. Leading off for Washington, Harmon Killebrew. First pitch to Harmon, inside, ball one, brushed him back. Killebrew walked in the first inning. On deck is Julio Becker. Early's next pitch is high inside, ball two. 2-0 the count. Trying to get back in the groove after missing quite a few games because of a pulled muscle in his leg. Swings and fouls the pitch completely out of Yankee Stadium. That's one of the highest fouls I've ever seen. Swung at a high pitch and got underneath it. He sort of uppercuts at a ball when he swings. One reason he strikes out so often, but another reason why he gets such high powering drives when he does hit them. 2-1 the count. Nobody out, nobody on. The top of the fourth. Hit him right in the back. Hit Killebrew right in the back. Harmon is on. Hit by a pitch ball. And here's Julio Becker, who lined out to left field in the first inning with the bases loaded. Bob Serve making a nice running play to end the bottom of the first inning. Has now walked three, all of them in the first inning, and hit one man. He has given up one base hit. That a double of Gardner in the third inning. Garland holds first against Killebrew. Here's the stretch. The pitch is a curve on the outside corner for a called strike. Hit on the ground at second. Richardson to Kubek for one. Back to first. Double play. Yankees their 37th double play of the year. Last night, three double plays by the Yankee infield took Jim Coates out of a jam each time. And Kubek and Richardson have been teaming up real well all year. So it's two out. Here's Earl Batty, who flies to center field his first time up. Takes the pitch in there, strike call. Batty got off to a real good start the early part of the year. He's down to 225 now. One strike pitch, low curve. A little bit high ball, 1-1 and 1. Nobody on. The fastball is a strike called. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Early into the short windup. Low curve, line to center field, a base hit. Batty timed that one perfectly. Just waited for the ball to break. A line single to center field. That's the second hit off Charlie. And it brings up Jose Valdivieso, who bounced out to the shortstop in the second inning. Jose changed his stance last winter and hit better than he'd ever hit any previous year. So he's getting another shot at the shortstop position on the Washington club. He's been up and down quite often. By Charlie, the pitch is low ball one. There's never been any question about Valdivieso's fielding ability. It's always been his batting that has held him back. Here's a stretch. Pitch low outside, ball two, two and nothing. Top of the fourth inning. Batty at first, Scarron playing in back of the runner. Here's the stretch. This is a strike call. Fastball just below the letters. Not a bad crowd here today. See the second game of a four-game series. Big doubleheader tomorrow. Same two clubs starting at 1:30 p.m. Here's a 2-1 pitch. A foul. Well, well, well. I got a foul ball. How do you like that? Two and two of the count. Get away from Sam Neely. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Is a curve a little bit high, ball three. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Earl Batty leading off first base. The pitch is hit to center field. Mantle going back under it now and makes the catch. Ball was hit well. And for Washington in the top of the fourth inning, no runs on one base hit. No Yankee errors, one man left. The score at the end of three and a half innings. Washington nothing and the Yankees nothing. Say, did you ever see a game with just one team? A baseball game, that is. Well, of course not. Naturally, it takes two teams to play a game. And it's the same with beer. Lightness is fine, but that's just half of it. To really refresh, a beer must have lightness plus flavor. And that's where the crisp refresher Ballantine beer comes in. Proves to more people every day that a beer can be light and still give you all the honest-to-goodness lager beer flavor you want. Yes, sir, Ballantine's a light beer with true lager flavor. And that satisfying combination of lightness and flavor makes Ballantine the crisp refresher. So if lightness alone won't do for you, and if you want a beer with flavor, too, then, mister, just make the good old three-ring sign and ask the man for Ballantine. Enjoy the crisp refresher, the largest-selling beer in the East from Maine to Florida. Bob serves, who bounced into a fourth plate, and the first inning will be the batter. On deck is Bill Scarron, and Gil McDougal will follow. Here's Hal Woodyshek's first pitch. It's outside, ball one. Pitches hit deep to left field and serving foul to the left of the foul pole as Serve got a hold of an inside curveball. The 1-1 pitch is hit deep to left field again, even deeper, but in the upper deck. Again, but Serve got around on two curveballs. One ball, two strikes. Pitch is strike three, swinging. Serve strikes out, and that's the fourth strikeout of the ball game. Strikeouts for Hal Woodyshek. And here's Bill Scarron. Scarron bounced to the third baseman in the second inning. Pitch to the Moose is hitting the ground to the second baseman. Billy Gardner up on two hops over to Beck there. That's two outs. Moose went after the first pitch and bounced out to the second baseman. Here's Gil McDougal, who walked in the second inning. Nothing to score. Last night, the young left-hander Jim Cott was pitching a real fine baseball for Washington. Then, after Mantle homered, he developed a wild streak. Walked three, hit two, gave up a triple to McDougal. But that's the youngster that's going to do real well. There's a foul down the left field line out of play. I was talking with Tal Arbor the other day, and he said that Cott is a kid that can't miss. He's very impressed with his easy motion and delivery. One strike on McDougal. Fastball low outside, ball one. One and one. Pitches hit on the ground at third. Harmon Killebrew up with the ball. Over to Beck there for the out. And that's the first time the Yankees have been retired. 1-2-3 in the ball game. Nothing across in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the score at the end of four full innings. The Yankees have no runs on three hits and no errors. Washington, no runs, two hits and one error.
Now this is Bob Delaney, and we're on the go again with the rest of this afternoon's ball game brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your neighborhood Atlantic dealer, the folks who help keep your car on the go.
Atlantic, keep your car on the go.
Taking on very much the same pattern as last night. Both ball clubs scoreless here at the end of four innings. Sal Woodichick has throttled the Yankees, and Bob Turley, after a rocky beginning, has kept the Washington ball club at bay. Moving now into the top of the fifth inning. And Woodichick comes to the plate to lead off. On deck. Washington has two hits. The Yankees have picked up three. The pitch swung on, hit sharply on the ground at shortstop. Kubek up with it cleanly, goes to first base in time, and there's one away. Red Barber is on hand to carry on the play-by-play for you, so let's go to Red as Billy Gardner steps to the plate. Billy has one of the two base hits. Red.
Batting slightly above 300 right now. He's been doing a very good job for Washington since they got him from Baltimore. Takes the curve for a strike. He has the most hits on the ball club, 43. Allison is next to 39. Inside, one and one. Baltimore felt that they were able to trade him for catcher Courtney with the emergence of their fine rookie second baseman, Mark Reedy. Fastball is high, ball two, two and one. Joe Paparella back of the plate. John Rice at first, Al Smith, who is a freshman umpire, is at second, and Ed Runge over third. Paparella is the senior man of this crew. A hot line foul down the outside third base. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two. In a deliberate tempo. Using a slight pumping delivery. As a curveball that is hit high out to left field, an easy chance to serve. He's under it. He has it. Joe has two away. And the rookie center fielder, Dan Dobek. D-O-B-B-E-K. Hit him. Move him outfield around foot right. Another sign just went up on the Yankee big board out there back of right center field. There's new Yankee ticket outlets at Weber Heilbronner Stores. That's in addition to the ticket office in the Mezzanine Grand Central and the one here at the stadium. Change of pace is outside, ball one. Charlie, for a couple of years, you know, used the no windup, which he got from Lawson. And he's not gone back to a full windup, but it's sort of halfway between. Pitch is low outside, ball two. I know that Bob feels that he's more relaxed now using some sort of a windup. His pitching coach, Eddie Lopez, feels the same way. But they don't want him to use a full windup because they wish nothing to get in the front of his eyes and his target. When he used to use a full windup before he went to the no windup, the full windup used to jerk his head for a split second off the plate, and he felt it added to his wildness. 3-0 pitch. Fastball high inside, ball three. Two out. Nobody on. Bob walks in the first inning and set it down. Now he's in a hole, 3-0. Big fella delivers. Over. 3-1. That is a sign. Lock, deals, high outside, ball four. First man he's walked since the first inning, and the fourth man he's walked in the game. I just get Bob Allison up, right hand hitting right fielder, who was the American League rookie of last year. Big fella that they signed off the campus of the University of Kansas. Skated around toward left. There's a hot foul that is hit down the left field line and into the sand. Strike one. Allison has been studying about going back in the winter and doing some more college work at Kansas, but he hasn't as yet. Art Dittmar of the Yankees is very definitely, he takes a winter term every year. He's on his way toward his degree. Attending American International College at Springfield. Serve it high outside. Ball one. Ball and a strike. Two out, runner at first, better to go on anything. Pitcher can make when he is in position with a man on his first base, ready to move, and that pitch is the head motion. We had two balks out here in the second game with Baltimore. One was called on Dittmar because he twisted his shoulder, which is a move to decoy the runner. And the other balk was called on Wilhelm because he bent a knee. Right-hander throws to first. Kelly's set. Delivers, the runner goes, and the fifth down to second base, and he's out. Richardson, an attempted steal by Dobek. Howard made quite a throw because that was a change of pace that Terry threw. He went down on the ideal pitch. But Howard has a great arm, and he showed it right there because he was throwing at a disadvantage. When he let the ball go, I thought that the runner was going to miss. Two. Nothing across, and the score in the 4.5 innings is Washington nothing and New York nothing.
You know, sometimes the way your car performs can be downright embarrassing, especially if it's been stalling frequently or idling rough, or possibly doesn't have the get-up-and-go you're accustomed to. But your trouble, you know, could be a dirty carburetor, a condition that can affect any car, old or new. Now, here's how it happens. Exhaust fumes and minute particles of dirt can get by your air cleaner and build up deposits inside along the lower carburetor wall. Even a small amount of these deposits can cause the throttle plate to feed the wrong mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. And you get rough performance and actual gasoline waste. But a dirty carburetor is one embarrassment you can forget about if you use new Atlantic Imperial gasoline. You see, Atlantic Imperial actually goes to work cleaning out the deposits in your carburetor as you drive. What's more, it keeps your carburetor clean. Puts more pleasure back into driving. So to gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean.
To the bottom of the fifth inning, Bobby Richardson leading off for the Yankees. Then Bob Turley and Tony Kubek. Bobby hitless in one-fifth of the plate.
Stadium, Bronx 51, New York. Hot seats, fuel priced at $3.50 each, reserve seats at $2.50, taxes included. And please add 25 cents to your total order for mailing charges. And your tickets will be sent back to your promptly. All right, North Core, and Charlie now is going to take on Washington here in the sixth inning. Allison, Lemon, and Killebrew, the big bats. Allison hits the first pitch, a pop fly to short left field. Serve comes charging in, and gets there for the out. One up, one away. Jim Lemon is 0-2. Pitches the third strike, pops the second. All of these hitters here for Washington in the sixth inning, if they get their pitch, can hit it tomorrow. Lemon is tied with Marek. Most homers, 10. Remember that Hector Lopez is in right field. Mantle remains in center. Serve is in left. Walked in the first inning and was struck with a pitch in the fourth.
pitches. Low ball three.
Your car.
giving him the gap in left center. Center fielder Dobak is well over into right center. Mickey Green hit the ball out to right field, and it's a record last night. We had a no-score game last night. Battle first up pass from the sixth, the home run into the right center field bleachers. A no-score game today. Battle first up pass from the sixth, hitting a home run in the lower right field seat. And they say that lightning doesn't hit in the same place twice. Well, it sure did today following last night. Mel Allen over on TV just suddenly backed off and said, "Cool boys, how about that?" That's number six for Mickey. And that is a thing that's almost hard to believe, isn't it? Same thing last night. First up last of the sixth. First run of the ball game with a home run to the opposite field. Same thing again today. And both of them tremendously hit.
Wheel, wheel, wheel.
Mr. Mantle is out of his swap. Hector Lopez is up. Takes a curve in for a call strike. Wittichick right back with another curve for call strike two. Lopez replaced Maris this inning. Fastball outside. Ball one. Well, that is really an oddity. It's a foul ball outside first. There were two differences last night. Cup was the pitcher, and the count on Mantle is two strikes. Today, Wittichick is the pitcher, and Mickey hit the first pitch. Lopez with that overly close pass. 1-0, favor the Yankees. Ball two. Two pitch. Turns for on. Hits on the right field corner. And it's a base hit. Bounces in for a ground rule double. To Hector Lopez. The ground rule double to right. And he gets a chance to get back in there. Number five for the Yankees. Now we have Elston Howard, who is 1-for-2, had a neat hit and run single first inning. The Washington bullpen is now at work. A pitch gets away from Bonnie and down to third base. Is Lopez. That seemed to be a fastball that was sailing a little, but a fastball is charged against the catcher. So Lopez is now the runner at third, nobody out. 1-0 New York. The crowd out here is electrified by Mantle's home run. And I think a lot of people are still putting together the fact that this is the same way it went up last season. Game, Mickey picked up the sixth inning both times, home run. And both of them opposite field homers. Infield is up, but nobody out on the play on the runner. Put to Howard, he swung on to the ground ball to the shortstop. They hold Lopez at third. Valdi also throws Howard out at first, and we have one down and the runner remaining at third. Bob serve, 0-for-2, is now coming in, and they are playing the infield tight. Double. face of the left field fence and bounced in. The Brown moves over, which of course scores Lopez. He's on at home. Third is looking down there. When he saw the ball, it was into his feet, so he was thinking he had a home run. The ground rules double to left. The serve really pulled it. First, the base hits an RBI for him, and the Yankees are now ahead 2-0. Here's Bill Stein. The Moose is 0 for 2. He's been wallowing in a slump. Is in the dirt, back to the stands, and third goes over to third base on the wild pitch. So just as young Jim Cott got into trouble in the sixth inning last night, Wittichek has had the same fate before him in the sixth inning this afternoon. Manager Lavagello is on his way out of the Washington dugout. Headed for the mound. And he motions for the bullpen, and he is thinking what a check out. And of course, the count of one ball and no strikes will have to be assumed by the incoming pitcher. Well, that lightning doesn't jump out of the same jug, but boy, it did. I mean, that's rather an eerie feeling. Mantle first up in a no-score game, and the sixth last night, a home run to right field. First up in a no-score game, last of the sixth inning today, home run to right field. And then the wheels beginning to turn forcibly, both cases. Now, as the bullpen man comes marching in, let's take a look at the other scores for you. Get you up to date. Boston is down at Baltimore playing a doubleheader. Brooks Robinson in the sixth inning has homered for the Orioles with the two on. And at the end of six and a half, it is Baltimore fighting to hold on in first place. They're fine young players. Six. And the Red Sox one. Sullivan now pitching this one for Boston and Steve Barber for Baltimore. Dick Hyde, who wears glasses and throws with a submarine delivery, is coming in for Washington. At the end of three innings, first of a doubleheader, Cleveland at Detroit. It is 3-2 in favor of Detroit. All the runs have been a result of home runs. Fifth all. Wait a minute. Francona has homered in the fourth for Cleveland with one on. So Cleveland is now ahead at base 4-3. Got Mossy out of it. Now, Wittichek walks away, and the manager also. Takes over. End of an inning out of Kansas City. Score going to Chicago. Johnson for Kansas City is 1-0 in favor of the Athletics. In the National League single game, Philadelphia to Pittsburgh. At the end of six innings, it is Pittsburgh 7 and Philadelphia 4. Milwaukee, Cincinnati is a 2-2 tie at the end of 4.5. San Francisco, St. Louis, it is 1-0 San Francisco, end of 3.5. And time is now being called on there because of rain. At the end of 4.5 innings, Los Angeles of Chicago is leading 3-0. Dick Snyder accounted for the run for the home run with two on the fourth inning. Well, Dick Hyde taking over. There's the announcement by Bob Shepard. Three-quarter underhand and underhand. You do not see that delivery too frequently. 2 years ago, he was one of the top relief men in the business. Come in and get you out. All right, as he stated, the Yankees have two runs in and lead 2-0. Last of the sixth inning, one man out. A runner serves at third base. Down is up. The count is 1-0. And it's up to Hyde to have responsibility no matter whether he walks in the strike zone or anything else. Pitch is swung on and hit out to left field. And Lemon comes on and can't get it. That's a
trying to come in. Let's see, Cizzetti brings him around third base, brings him around, brings him around. Here's the relay, and he is out. The center fielder, Dobby, got over and got the ball. Billy Gardner was in on the relay. I don't know whether the shortstop also was in on it too or not. And Matty had him at the plate. So it's a triple for Cowan. And he's out trying to make it an inside the park home run. And Cizzetti was bringing him in all the time. Frank Gamble would take the perfect relay to get him, and that's what happened. So a run is in, however, and it's 3-0 on the out for the Moose and a triple. It was a hard line drive that Lemon tried to shoestring the left field. Mike Dougal and takes the curve over for a call strike. See nothing, favor New York. Run is tossed to Woodersick. They hit across the hide. Mike Dougal takes strike two. Hide underhanded. And it is officially scored. They set a fielder to the second baseman. I knew I saw Gardner make the throw to the plate to bat it. Whether the, because I was watching Cizzetti's sign, whether the shortstop had thrown it on to the second baseman. But no, it was 8-4-2. Well, come on, you think you can stand 2 6 innings? Nine pitches underhand, a curve on the outside ball, too. 2-2. Strike. Two men out, nobody on. The 2-2 pitch is a curve just outside. In case you may be wondering, friends, with the ball hit the left field, why the second baseman made the relay to the plate? The ball got through Lemon, and the shortstop was doing the thing he should. He was charging into left field, so in the event that he was needed out there, he just kept on going. 3-2 pitch, low inside ball four. And then the center fielder came over. You see, the ball had gotten through the left field. The center fielder retrieved the ball in left center. And by the time he came up for the ball, the shortstop was too deep to be practically useful, but the second baseman had alertly come over to be the relay man, and that was what it was. First, based on Boss McDougal, here's Bobby Richardson, who is 0-2. That field is back in the right on Bobby. They're giving him all of left center. High pitches, and Bobby swinging fouls it off. Strike one. Nothing in one. There's a ground ball hit the third. Killebrew knocks it down. Recovers towards the second base in time for the fourth on Mike Dougal. Gardner makes the put out. Two. The Yankees pick up 3 runs on 4 hits. That's 4 on the wild pitch, no errors. And the total at the end is 6. 3-7-0. For New York and 0-3-1 for Washington. Well, this would be a very apt time right now to pause for station identification.
1460 on the radio dial, your station for music, news, and sports in the Tri-City area. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. Current temperature is 73 degrees, 2 minutes before the hour of 4.
The first game, Boston down at Baltimore, is now at the end of 7. And it is Baltimore, the first place club now, 6 and Boston 1. Cleveland, on the strength of Fantona's fourth inning home run, got 3 in the fourth, and now leads the Detroit 5-3. That is the first of 2. It is 1-0 Kansas City over Chicago, end of an inning. National League time call at the end of 6.5 innings. That's the official ball game. It is Pittsburgh 7 and Philadelphia 4. And the 5.5 single, Milwaukee, Cincinnati 2-2. 3.5, San Francisco 1, St. Louis nothing. At the end, 5.5, Los Angeles 4, and Chicago nothing. The game San Francisco St. Louis at the end of 3.5 innings is being held up right now because of rain, and of course, that is not an official game. All right, Valdivia also is pushed up and takes the pitch inside for a ball. Shirley had given him an inside pitch to start him with while I was checking the score, so the count is now 2 balls and no strikes. It is 3-0 in favor of New York. 2-0 pitch is over for the strike. Benny Green is on deck, apparently to hit for relief pitcher Hyde. Seventh inning. Lavagetta has no choice but to go to his bench behind 3-0. There's a punt effort for a base hit that's fouled off back over into the visitor's dugout. The Yankees have punched their hits today. They had 3 hits in the first inning, but they got nothing. Kubek got thrown out stretching. But then the last of the six, with an opposite field home run, woke them up. Added 2 more. As the ball hits to right center field, Mantle going over, over, and makes the catch. He simply outran the ball. You hear the crowd jump for that roar when Mickey caught it because it looked as though it wasn't going to be caught. Now the announcement that Lenny Green is going to hit for Hyde. A stand batter. A stand hitter that is played into right field. Runs up and punches the ball and misses it completely. One. The Yankees are keeping a man hot in the bullpen. Strike one pitch. Third ball is high. 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Surely slightly tripped then as he delivered the ball and he's busy smoothing out the mound. Big right-handed delivers, and Green swinging at the high fly ball right after where Hector Lopez is playing right field. There's the cut. And we have 2 down. Now Billy Gardner walks a double and a fly ball to left. On a Washington team. Pitch a fastball high. Ball one. Pitch on a redder. Shirley. Fields. Fastball inside. Ball two.
back through the left with it. Ball is chopping up. There's the throw. Plenty of time. Gardner's out. Guys in order. Score end of 6.5. The Yankees, 3, and the Senators, nothing.
Ever hear of a gasoline that doubles as a mechanic? In a way, Atlantic Imperial gasoline does just that. Here's how it works. When you drive, exhaust fumes and other air contaminants escape your air cleaner and collect in the carburetor in the form of deposits. Now, even a small amount of deposits can cause an improper mixture of air and gasoline. When this happens, stalling, rough idling, and actual gasoline waste results. Now, one way to handle a dirty carburetor is to get under the hood and clean it manually. But why go to all that trouble and expense when Atlantic Imperial does the job for you without even raising the hood? Atlantic Imperial actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. Now, with a clean carburetor, you get proper mixture of gasoline and air. You'll enjoy smooth engine performance, greater gasoline economy. Give it a try. Use Atlantic Imperial gasoline to keep your car on the go. Is the new pitcher. One and two for the year.
Nothing game when he let off the last of the sixth with a home run into right field just as he did last evening. Third is good for a call second strike just above the knees on the inside. dish in the plate umpire Paparella a little bit about that. Clevenger now, two strikes on him. Pumping. Delivers. And Mantle swings with a high drive. Deep back toward right field. Allison is back. Waiting at the edge of the wall and makes the catch. So, nothing on course. And the score at the end of seven is New York 3, Washington nothing.
Leading 3-0.
is Ted Lemon leading off first. Pitch to Killebrew is a curve high, ball one. Again. His pitch is a little bit low, ball two, 2-0. Bob's having a little bit of trouble with Killebrew today. Trying to pitch a little extra careful to the slugging center to third baseman. Two balls, no strikes. Is Julio Betts here. Outfield deep and just about straight away on Killebrew. Here's fairly stretched position. First is hit. Deep to left field. Way back there, but serving foul way in the upper deck. And Killebrew standing with his hands on his wrist halfway down the first base line. Just watch that ball curve foul. Really tagged. Harmon kind of uppercut the ball, and when he gets hold of it, he hits him like the old Bambino. High and deep. The official paid attendance, 21,516, and the total including servicemen, 22,099. Two balls, one strike on Killebrew. Two men out. And the pitch is hitting the ground of the shortstop. Kubek up with it over to Richardson for the fourth play. And that's all for Washington in the top of the eighth. No runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, one man left. The score at the end of 7.5 innings, the Yankees 3 and the Senators nothing. One strike on Killebrew. Two men out. The stretch and the pitch is hitting the ground of the shortstop. Kubek up with it. Over to Richardson for the fourth play. And that's all for Washington in the top of the eighth. No runs. One hit. No Yankee errors. One man left. The score at the end of 7.5 innings. The Yankees 3 and the Senators nothing.
When you hop in your car and you want the engine to start right up to idle smoothly, you want it to get good performance while you're on the go. Well, many times, it's the little things that keep an engine running at its best, like a clean carburetor. Today's Atlantic Imperial gasoline is especially designed to clean your carburetor as you drive and to keep it clean. A clean carburetor means smoother performance and greater gasoline economy. Make every day a good day. Start off with Atlantic Imperial gasoline to keep your car on the go. 3-0 as we go to the last half of the eighth inning. The Yankees leading Washington as they try to make it 2-3. Ralph House, who has been in charge of the Yankees, has seen a fine pitching performance last night by Jim Coates. And up to this point anyway, an equally fine performance by Bob Turley. In the first inning, you might not have given a chance for Turley being around this late in the ballgame. He walked the first two hitters. Was in deep trouble, but managed to wriggle out of that jam, and since that time has had things pretty much his own way, getting the ball over the plate, getting a lot of mileage out of a change-up curveball that he's been throwing, mixing it in with a fastball, but more important than anything, getting the ball over the plate. Actually, over the last three or four ball games, the empty pitching staff, which appeared to be in pretty tough shape, has improved tremendously with performances by Ford, Coates, and now Turley. Ford and Turley are certainly key men as far as the Yankees' hopes in the 1960 pennant days are concerned. Let's ball one into Hector Lopez, who replaced Roger Maris in right field. Maris, Tom Woodchick, a rather tough guy to do business, and out made the switch. Ball two inside. It's hard to say Woodchick, which is the correct pronunciation. You tend to say Woodchick. Makes you think of how many chucks could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch is a curve outside. shot to the pinch hitter, and Clevenger came in. A ball three and strike two count. That's to Lopez. The pitch is low, ball four, and Lopez is on. And now Austin Howard comes to the plate. Here's Phil Rizzuto now.
First against Lopez. Clevenger sets the pitch to Howard as a curve low, ball one. Clevenger sets the sign from batting. Is hit on the ground for the shortstop, Valdivieso beats the ball. It's an error for Jose Valdivieso as he tried to get rid of the ball too soon. He got to it, and they had the possible shot for the double play. And he tried to throw it before he had it, and the ball scooted right out of his bare hand and rolled over towards third base. All hands are safe. Lopez at second, Howard at first. Here's Bob serve. Serve bounces short, struck out, and then doubles. Solid line drive that hit the base of the fence in the left field corner and kicked into the stand. Nobody out. Pitch to serve. Curve low, ball one. Ken Hadley on deck. Two nothing. Here's the stretch. Pitch is swung at it. Missed strike one. What a ripple Bob serve out of that high fastball. Wow, he's got to unwind himself. Drove in his 19th run of the year with that double in the sixth inning. And it was his second double of the year. Pitch is his bat and bounces into the stand. Third was trying to duck a high inside fastball. 2-2 the count with nobody out and the Yankees leading 3-0 here in the bottom of the eighth. On deck, bringing a couple of bats. Bill Starin, after that long run trying to get an inside the park homer, feels a little sick to his stomach. And Ralph Houck, who is managing the club in the absence of Stacy Tangle, decided to rest the mood. 2-2 pitch. Strike three. Went after a high fastball. Didn't get it. That's one away. Wait a minute. Ken Hadley has started up there. Comes back to the bench. And let's see what the story is here. Hadley was on deck swinging a couple of bats. And maybe Starin realized with the ducks on the pond, men on base, he might want to get up there and hit, but we'll wait to see. Nobody has come out of the dugout as yet. Dougal is coming out, but he's on deck. He's due to be the next batter after whoever is coming up to hit now. We see Hadley fingering his first baseman's glove, but we do not see anybody coming out. And it's Yogi Berra. Yogi Berra is being called out as a pinch hitter. That's a pretty shrewd move by Ralph Houck. He can use Berra as a pinch hitter and still put Hadley in the game at first base. Runners at first and second, one out. And Yogi, who's batting an E.325 with a double, four homers and 16 runs, batted in the batter. Yogi. Outside ball one. Darren had bounced to third, bounced to second, and then tripled to left field as Lemon tried to make a two-string catch on a sinking liner, and as Moose tried to score all the way, he was thrown out on a fine relay. But I guess the run was a little bit too much for Darren. One ball, no strikes on Yogi. The pitch is popped in the air to left field. Jim Lemon moving under it and makes the catch for the second out. Clevinger pitched Yogi away and he tried to go that way and popped out to short left field. Here's Gil McDougal, who's walked twice and bounced to third, 0 for 1. Big lead at first base. Down at second, Hector Lopez. Now Billy Gardner runs over to run Lopez back. 2 men are out. Yankees lead 3-0. Same two teams meet tomorrow in a Memorial Day doubleheader starting at 1:30. Pitch is a curve, low outside, ball one. Remember, the Yankees are just one game behind in the all-important loss column. In other words, Baltimore in first place, 2.5 games over the Yankees, have lost 14. The Yankees have lost only 15. So that makes it a much closer race than it appears on paper. The pitch is hot foul out of play. 1-1 the count. The stretch and the pitch is top foul out of play and in the upper deck, strike two. 1-2. Lopez leads off second. Howard off first. The catch by Clevinger. The pitch is popped in the air to short right field. Gardner back. Allison in. And ahead. It might be a collision, but Allison makes the catch just as Gardner veered to his left at the last second. Oh, and Billy would have got the worst of that with big Bob Allison coming on. So for the Yankees in the bottom of the eighth. No runs. No hits. One center error. 2 men left to score at the end of 8 full innings. The Yankees 3. The Senators nothing, and we pause for station identification.
You are tuned to 1460 on the radio dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. 28 minutes and 20 seconds after the hour of 4.
At the end of 5, Sigmund against Semprot, Pearsall and Francona at home for Cleveland, Maxwell and Ted for Detroit. The White Sox have tied up Kansas City 1-1 at the end of 2.5, Moore against Johnson. In the National League, the Pirates are leading the Phillies 7-5 at the end of 7.5, Farrell against Green. Walters, Allison and Curry home for the Phillies, Mazeroski and Green for the Pirates. Milwaukee and Cincinnati tied 2-2 at the end of 6.5. Willie against Hook. Matthews and McMillan have homered in that one. The Giants and the Cardinals are tied 1-1 at the end of 4.5. Jones against Jackson. And the Dodgers lead the Cubs 4-0 at the end of 7. Padres against Moorhead. Duke Snyder homered in the fourth with 2 on. Julio Gutierrez, who lined to left, hit into a double play and single to center, leads off, takes the pitch low, ball one. Yankees. Pitch is over. Strike called. 1-1. Is outside, ball two, 2-1. On deck is Earl Batty. The 2-1 pitch is hit deep to right field. That one is gone. Out of this ball back for a home run. For Julio Garcia. A little Texas leaguer in a short left field, but he only hit off Turley in the ball game, and that came in the ninth inning. So it's a 3-1 ball game. And Ralph Houck is out to the mound. And it looks like Bob Turley has had it for today after going 8 full innings, giving up just 4 hits and no runs. He gives up a leadoff home run to Julio Garcia here in the top of the ninth. And Ralph Houck is managing the team. Casey Stengel is ill with a virus, has decided he will go no further with Turley. Figuring that Bob has thrown an awful lot of pitches. He's walked 5 men, but he's had 3-2 on a lot of hitters. And there's the familiar leap over the low right field barrier, the bullpen by Ryan Duren. So Duren will be coming on. Turley 6-8 innings. He gave up 5 hits, walked 5, struck out 4, and has allowed 1 run. Down after being very wild in the first inning, walking 3. Picks himself a real fine ball game. And Ryan Duren coming on. Ryan, 6 feet, 1 inch tall, 195 pounds from San Antonio, Texas, making his 9th appearance of the year. He's won 1 and lost 1. And his 1 loss is to the Cleveland Indians on May the 10th. He last relieved May 23rd at Kansas City. Pitched just 1 inning. Didn't give up any hits, walked 2, and struck out 3. He scored all 3 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning. Mantle led off with a homer. Lopez doubled. Serve doubled to drive in Lopez. And then Starrin tripled. Driving in the serve. Turley leads. Gets a well-deserved round of applause from the fans here. And he's lined and firing in his 8 warm-up tosses. To Earl Batty, and then we'll wait to see what Cookie Lavaggetto does. He has Elmer Vallo as a pinch hitter. Pete Wisenhand, one of his probable pinch hitters, was thrown out of the ballgame in the very first inning by plate umpire Joe Paparella. Pete was sitting in the corner of the dugout getting on Paparella. Joe warned him once. Pete kept it up, and Paparella says, "Leave this game, young man." And Al Naragon is coming on. There's a fellow we forgot. He'll be batting for Earl Batty. Naragon is 1-for-12 this year, batting 083. Hasn't done much catching since Batty was acquired from the White Sox. He's a left-hand hitter. And you know he's got a tough job. He's been sitting on that bench for 8 innings. And suddenly he's called a pinch hit, and against who? Ryan Duren. That's why they say pinch hitting and relief pitching, the 2 toughest jobs in the big league. Nobody out here in the top of the ninth. The Yankees lead 3-1. The first pitch is high ball 1. Outside ball two. 2-0. On deck is Elmer Vallo. Swinging a couple of bats. 2-0 pitch. Strike call. Fastball just above the knee. One strike, nobody out, nobody on. One pitch, low outside, ball three. Three and one to count on Hal Narragon, batting for Earl Batty. Here in the top of the ninth inning. Now the 3-1 delivery is low, ball four. And wait a minute, Dave Thornberry is coming out of the Canada dugout. Hey, they got some left-hand hitters on that. Thornberry's batting 237, has two doubles and three runs batted in. 9-38 on the year. A left-hand hitter. At first base, talking with the first base coach, Dan Neely, is Hal Narragon. Ken Hadley, who took over for Starrin at first, is playing in back of the round. The Yankees lead 3-1 here in the ninth inning. Here's a stretch by Duren. Pitch is a strike call. He fired that fastball right about belt high. Again, the stretch by Durer. A pitch. Outside, ball one. One more. Calls time and runs out to the mound. Now Ellie comes back in the catcher's box. One ball, one strike. Low working line, Duren out of the mound. Likes to take plenty of time. Here's the stretch. Is low ball two. Two and one to count. One thing for sure, it's always a thrill when during the second. Never a dull moment. Narragon leading off first. 2-1 pitch, low inside, ball three. Three and one to count. Joe McDougal walks over towards the pitcher's box, says something to Duren, and pounds his glove. Pitch is fouled back out of play. 3-2 to count. Full count on the Clay Thornberry. Yankees lead 3-1 here in the top of the ninth. Nobody out and a runner at first base. Duren into that big, slow stretch. The
hit way outside ball four. That ball was about 3 feet outside. Now it had to go way out after it. Down to second goes Maragon. At first is Chase Lumbery, and here's Dale Mavallo. Mavallo batting for Tex Clevenger. And so with nobody out, and the tying run at first base, Bill McDougal moves over to the mound. It's off with Dura. Howard now coming out to the mound. There is a possibility of a sacrifice here, but usually the visiting teams play to win the ball games, or at least try to win them, and they do not play for the tie on the road. Of course, the visiting team naturally would be on the road, but we'll see how Cookie Lavaggetto, where the Senators plays it. Situation, Senators have runners at first and second, nobody out. Ryan Duren came on to relieve Bob Shirley after Shirley had pitched a brilliant game and had given up a leadoff homer to Julio Becerra leading off the ninth inning. All right, here's a stretch by Duren. The pitch to Vallo. Strike, a swing and a miss. Fell down. He took such a hard cut. Nothing in one to count. Stretch and the pitch is outside. Ball one, one a mile. Activity in both bullpens, in the Senators' bullpen, in the event they tie up the game and go into extra innings, or move ahead of the Yankees and force the Yankees to bat in the bottom of the ninth. In the Yankee bullpen, they have a couple of men loosening up. Here's the stretch. The pitch. There's a ground ball. They're playing way in looking for the bunt. The stretch, the pitch is taken low inside, ball one. The ball almost hit Gardner. Billy had squared around to bunt the ball. Kent Hadley is way in at third base, and McDougal is in at third. Gill cannot come in quite as far as Hadley because then Thornberry would be able to steal the bag. 3-2, the Yankees lead. One ball, no strikes on Billy Gardner. Here's the stretch. Inside ball two, 2-0. Gardner looking over towards the Senator bench. Not even looking at the third base coach to give him the sign. He's looking right at Cookie Lavaggetto. No strikes on Billy Gardner. Nobody out. Runners at first and second. Here's the stretch. The pitch. Low ball three. 3-0. Three balls. No strikes on Gardner. On deck is Dan Dobek. The stretch, the pitch, That's called a fastball down the middle. Three balls, one strike. Runners at first and second. It's a 3-2 ball game. In the top of the ninth inning, the Yankees lead. Here's a stretch by Doran. The pitch is batted foul at the plate. Strike two. It's a full count now on Billy Gardner. It was too close a pitch for Gardner to take. And it looked like Billy bent down a little bit. It could have been a little lower. You got to protect the plate. Three balls, two strikes now to count. Rubbing up a new ball. That last front attempt by Gardner hit to a Howard's foot. Three balls, two strikes, and nobody out. Kay Thornberry leading off second. Billy Consolo off first. Here's a stretch by Duren. The pitch. Howard's got ball four. The Yankees leading 3-2, and Ralph Hogg is coming out of the Yankee dugout. Dan Bobet is due to be the batter, and then he'll be followed by Allison, Lennon, and Killebrew. Ralph is calling for somebody out of the bullpen, a left-hander. He gave the signal with his left hand. Who will be coming out? Bobby Sands is coming on. As Ryan Duren pitched to four men, did not get anybody out. He walked three and gave up a base hit. Reno Batoya is being called out to bat for Dan Dobek. Managerial wheels are really spinning right now on both teams. Cookie Lavagetto just about clearing his bench this inning. And Ralph Hout trying to counterattack with the switching of pitches. Shirley was quite reluctant to leave the mound. He figured he still had his good stuff. And, of course, Ralph Hout, who is managing in place of Casey Single, who is laid up with a virus, figured that Shirley might be tiring and called for the switch. Bobby Sands coming on 5'6", 154 pounds, making his eighth appearance of the year. He's won none and lost one. Ryan Duren leads the mound. And little Bobby Sands being called on. Try and stop this sudden uprising by the Washington Senators, who had come into the ninth inning, trailing the Yankees 3-0. But Julio Bechtel led off with a homer. Ryan Duren came on, walked Al Naragon and Faye Thornberry. Then El Navallo pinch hitting for Ed Clevenger, singled up the middle to drive in and Naragon. Billy Gardner walked, the bases are loaded with nobody out. Dan Dobek was due to bat, but Cookie Lavagetto has inserted Reno Batoya, a right-hand hitter, to face Bobby Sands. And it's a 3-2 ball game. Now let's see how the Yankee infield will handle this situation. Right now, Kubek is playing back at shortstop. Richardson back at second, Hadley back at first, and McDougal playing just about even with third base. All right, Reno Batoya steps into the batter's box. Batoya is batting 263. extra base hit O'Leary has 6 runs batted in. 15-57. Infield playing back. Here's the windup. The pitch to Victoria is swung and a missed strike line. Reno went for the sharp breaking curveball down below the knees. On deck is Bob Allison. Bases are loaded. Here's the windup. Curve in the dirt, ball one, one and one. Dan is trying to pitch low to get Victoria to hit the ball in the dirt. Billy Gardner is at first base. Billy Consolo at second base. Dave Thornberry over at third base. The Yankees lead 3-2 in the top of the ninth inning with nobody out and a 1-1 count on Reno Victoria. A lot of fans have started for the exit, but they're all going back to their seats now. Here's the windup.
sudden we have a tie ball game after a long top of the ninth inning in which the Senators got three. And it finally took Johnny Jones to come in and come up with just exactly what the Yankees needed. And that was the double play ball. Controller has gone to short, replacing Valdivielso. Al Naragon will take over the catching duties. Trey Cornberry has gone to right field. Allison has gone into center field. And Don Lee is coming on to pitch. So there have been changes in the Washington lineup as we now have a brand new ball game as we go into the bottom of the ninth inning. The 3-hour mark. Bobby Richardson, Johnny James is scheduled to bat, and then Tony Kubek. Right-hander Don Lee. Out taking his warm-up pitches with Hal Naragon. To be the winning pitcher, and who pitched a very fine eight innings until he gave up the home run to Becerra. And now is not involved at all in this ball game, although he pitched a whale of a game. But Ralph Houck apparently thought that after Becerra hit the home run, that he might be weakening. He's thrown a lot of pitches during the game, particularly in the early innings. Guerin was brought on, but this was Ryan Zay not to be able to get the ball over the plate. And the Senators finally came up with the tying run. Richardson leads off. As played up by Joe Paparella, cleans up home plate. And we start the bottom of the ninth inning of a tie game.
Don Lee is making his eighth appearance for the year. The first pitch is low ball one. Not won any or lost any. The pitch is popping the air to the infield. Billy Controllo, the shortstop, moving under it. On the edge of the outfield grass, makes the catch. That's one away. One out. And Johnny James is coming out the bat. Man, what a spot he came into this ball game. Bases loaded. One out and pitching to Jim Lemon. The batter, James, is 0-1. Don Lee out on the mound is 6 feet, 4 inches tall, and 200 pounds. Mr. James is bunted. Off the box. Billy Gardner, throw to first. In time on a pitch play by Billy Gardner. On a nice drag bunt by Johnny James, he dragged it after diving with Don Lee. Gardner had to come in, pick up the ball, and throw it on the dead run across his body, and just did miss James. That's two away, and here's Tony Kubek. Tony singles, walk, bounce to second, and pops to second. Two out in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch to Kubek is low ball one. 3-3 to score. Is low ball two. 2-0. On deck, Mickey Mantle. This is one of the reasons why this is going to be a close pennant race. No team is an easy mark this year. The pitch is hit high in the air to the right field. Cornberry's got plenty of room. Under it. Yankees in the bottom of the ninth. No runs, no hits. No Senator errors. Nobody left to score at the end of nine full innings. Washington 3, the Yankees 3. The lights go on here at Yankee Stadium as we go into extra innings. Score tied 3-3, and Harmon Killebrew the batter. Killebrew has walked twice, was hit by a pitch ball, and bounced to the shortstop. pitch. It's a curve, low ball one. The 1-0 pitch is a curve high, ball two, 2-0. Now the pitchers of record are Don Lee and Johnny James. Duren, Curley, and Sands cannot be involved in the decision. Nor can Woodichick, Hyde, or Clevenger for the Senators. The 2-0 pitch. Pass ball, high ball three. James goes to the rosin bag. Pitch. Strike call. Delivery started to throw his bat away and caught the first base. Balls are in midair, so to speak, and he's back in the batter's box now, ready to go. 3-1 to count. A 3-1 pitch. Strike two call. Being through the count. And the payoff pitch. Curve low outside, go for it. Johnny James didn't want to give him anything too good to hit at. And left him. And that brings up Julio Castillo, who lined a left, hit a no double play, singled and homered. He started things off in the ninth inning. He's going to try to bunt and take the pitch inside. It almost hits him, ball one. Becker looks down at Ellis Prairie, touching a third. McDougal was really in on Becker that time. Hadley is holding first. And then Killebrew ready to charge in. Set by James. The pitch is bunted. A good one. They'll have to go to first base to throw. To Richardson in time to get Becker. Moving the second on a sacrifice of Killebrew. Well, that was a good bunt. It rolled almost dead on the first base line. Play going from the first baseman to the second baseman covering. The lead run is in scoring position, and here's Hal Naradon, who was used as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning and walked. One out. Went the outfield, serving left, Madeline center, and Lopez and right, not playing too deep. Here's the stretch. The pitch is a curve low, ball one. McDougal, Kubek, Richardson, and Hadley on the infield. Howard passing, and Johnny James, the fourth Yankee pitcher of the day, out on the mound. Playing the top of the 10th inning. Pitch is hit on the ground at second base. Richardson in on a big hop. Goes to Hadley to retire Maradon, moving the third is Killebrew. Faith Rondo, who was usually the pinch hitter and zero base on balls and turned around to score in the ninth. But Google and Howard talking with James now out on the mound. The strategy working overtime in this last part of the ball game, changing of hitters, changing of pitchers. 3-3 to score on the top of the tenth, two out, Rondo the batter, and Killebrew over at third base. Wind up the pitch to Rondo, he goes. And moving to second base on a double is Faith Rondo. He broke his bat, hit it right off the end of the bat. The bat broke almost in two, just over McDougal's head, inside the foul line. And the Senators take the lead, 4-3 here in the top of the 10th inning. up Billy Cincolo. With two outs and a runner down at second. Here's a stretch to pitch to Cincolo. Curve inside, ball one. Billy batting 218. Has a double, a triple, two homers, and eight runs batted in. Two men are out. Pitch is foul to the left of the plate, right in the center of the dugout. Strike one, 1-1. Is hitting the ground is short. Kubrick up with it. A long throw. In time to get Cincolo. But for the Senators in the top of the tenth, they score one run on one base hit. No Yankee errors. One man left to score at the end of 9.5 innings. The Senators 4 and the Yankees 3.
You've got proper mixture of gasoline and air, and you'll enjoy smooth engine performance, greater gasoline economy if you use Atlantic Imperial gasoline to keep your car on the go.
These teams meet tomorrow afternoon in the Memorial Day doubleheader, starting at 1:30 p.m. Chuck Stobbs and Pedro Ramos will be pitching for Washington against Ralph Perry and Art Whitmore for the Yankees. And all that screaming is for Mickey Mantle, who will lead off the bottom of the tenth. And Mantle has really led off in two innings in two different games to get the Yankees started. We have it in the sixth inning of last night's game. And that started a barrage of Yankee walks and hits and runs. And he started off the sixth inning of this ball game with a homer in which the Yankees finally scored three runs on four hits. So Mickey's up there. He singled, struck out, homered, and fly to right field. 4-3, the Senators lead in the bottom of the 10th inning. Don Lee out on the mound. First pitch to Mickey. There's a swing and a miss, strike one. And just Hector Lopez with Elston Howard to follow. One strike pitch. Ground ball to second base. Gardner up with it. Over to Betzel. One away. Billy Gardner almost bobbled that ball. It popped out of his glove. One out. And here's Hector Lopez. Lopez doubled and walked. Took over for Roger Maris. One away. 4-3. The Senators lead. Bottom of the tenth. Lopez is a strike call. First ball on the inside part of the plate. Curve is over. Strike two call. He came side on that time. And Hector leaned back away from the pitch and it broke over the plate. Side on first strike. No, whoa, hold there. Hold the phone there. Lopez started his swing. Paparella's right arm started up, and he hardly pulled it down as he saw Hester set his swing. Three plus actions that time. Now the one ball, two strike pitch. Low outside, ball two, two and two. Two strikes, one out, nobody on. The 2-2 pitch, curve way outside, ball three. Full count on Lopez. time for the payoff pitch to Hector Lopez. Here it is. Ground ball over to pitcher's head out to center field. A base hit. Lopez gets his second base hit of the ball game. The first hit off Don Lee. And the eighth hit for the Yankees. And here is Erickson Howard. Howard single. Bounce to third. Bounce to short. And he's got an error. The Yankees have bunched their hits in this ball game. They got three in the first inning. Four in the sixth. And one here. In between, they were held hitless. All right, here's a stretch by Lee. The pitch to Howard. Strike a swing and a miss. Boy, Ellie had a set of that one. He really loosened himself up. Swinging a bat over his head. Picked up some dirt. Nothing in one, the count. They're holding first against Lopez. Pitch. There's a base hit to right field. Lopez around second. There's in the third base. And the Yankees now have runners at first and third with one out. And Babb throws the batter. A ball game is it. Out on the mound, Billy Gardner, Hal Maragon, and Don Lee talking things over. The Yankees have run as a first and third with one out, and the Senators lead 4-3 here in the bottom of the 10th inning. Serve is the batter with Clint Hadley due to follow. She had struck out, doubled, and then struck out again. Infield and double play up. Here's the stretch. The pitch, curve, outside ball one. Again, the stretch. The pitch, curve, hit. Down the third. He's still straight at the plate. He's out at the plate. Hector Lopez is jumping up and down at half plate. A very close play at the plate. As Killebrew caught the ball in back of the bag, made a high throw to Maragon, who had to come down quick to put the tag on Lopez sliding in. And Joe Paparella called him out. Fielder's choice from third baseman to the catcher moving to second was Howard. At first is served. And time is called. As Ken Hadley comes to the plate. Boy, was that a close play. Here comes Cookie Lavigero out to the mound. Yeah, man, it was a tough play for Killebrew as he was right in direct line with the runner coming down the line. He fielded the ball. Directly in back of third base, had a throw over Lopez's left shoulder. The throw was high. Maragon actually had a leap for the ball. Make the catch and come down and tag Lopez. Hector had a good jump at third base, too. So now, with the Senators leading 4-3, there are two out. Howard is at second. Serve at first. Who was up for his first time in the ballgame. He's batting an even 200. He's 2-for-10, has one homer and four runs batted in. The fans are trying to get out of here tomorrow. Talk about action. Is Gil McDougal. Here's a stretch by Lee. The pitch, strike one, is swinging a miss. Mm-hmm. the sign from Narragon. Howard leads off second. Serve off first. The pitch, a low ball one, one and one. One ball, one strike, two outs. Senators lead 4-3 here in the bottom of the 10th inning. Here's the stretch. The pitch is a ground ball. Hit the second. Down the pitch, the ball. He's bobbled the ball. And all hands are safe. Holy cow. The easiest chance Garber has had probably all year. He tried to play it too safe, and he really took that ball with his knee. All hands are safe. The bases are loaded with two out in the batter, Gil McDougal. McDougal has walked right, bounced to third, and fly to right there. Remember the ground that Hadley hit to Nellie Fox? And a situation similar to this, Fox bobbled it. All right, here's the windup by Lee. Hit to McDougal. A foul out of play, strike one. Strike on McDougal. Bases loaded. Two outs. The windup. Dave is over. Strike two ball. Nothing in through the count. Here's the windup. The pitch high inside. Almost a wild pitch. As Lee tried to put a little extra on that one. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two out, the windup. The pitch, third, hit down the first baseline, foul. Six foul. He hit it at the end of his bat. Had a lot of English on it. Baseball thrown out in a play. Here's the windup by the big right-hander. The pitch, a little bit high, ball two. Now he's on start of the walk off the field. Woo, man, was that close. Two and two to count. Two balls, two strikes, two out, and the base is loaded. The Yankees lead one to tie and two to win it. Lee takes a look at Howard over at third. Here's the windup. The pitch. A foul going out of play. Now it's on safe enough, but it hits the top of the upper deck. Joe Paparella ducks off home plate. McDougal flips the mask back to Narragon. And the tension is mounting in this ball game. Howard at third. Serve at second. Hadley at first. 2 men are out. Here's the windup. The pitch for high inside. Almost hit Gill in the head. Ball three. Three and two. Come down to a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. The base is loaded and Washington leading 4-3. Here's the windup. The pitch. Too far. He's walking. McDougal, no balls and two strikes. Don Lee finally walked in the fourth in the tying run. Here's Bobby Richardson, who's 0 for 4. The pitch to Bobby. A ground ball to third. Killebrew up with a step on the bag. That's all. But the ball game is tied up for the Yankees in the bottom of the 10th inning. One run on two base hits. One Senator error. And three men left on base to score at the end of 10 innings. Washington 4, the Yankees 4, and we pause for station identification.
You are tuned to 1460 on the radio dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York. 27 minutes and 25 seconds after 5. The temperature is 75 degrees. This is your station for music, news, and sports.
We're going into the 11th inning. The Yankees, let's see, Sullivan left, Madlin center, Lopez in right. McDougal, Kubrick, Richardson, and Hadley on the infield. Howard passing and James pitching. That's the Yankee lineup. And let's see for the Senators, who will be leading off. Usually it's a fellow who makes a great play to end an inning leading off, but this time it's Billy Gardner who booted an easy ground ball to set up the walk to McDougal to allow the tying run to score. Gardner, one of the fewest fielders in the big league. Which only goes to prove again, you never can tell in the ball game. All right, Billy has walked double, fly to left, bounce to third, and walked again. One for three. Johnny James sends in a curve over, strike call. Four for the score. Ball 1-1. The pitcher is due to bat next. Mm-hmm. 1-1 pitch. Strike two, swing and a miss. The sun is breaking through. After a long, cloudy afternoon, the lights are on here at Yankee Stadium. Pitch high inside, ball 2-2-2. The 2-2 pitch, hot foul and coming back out of play. It looked like with only one game on Sunday, might get home in time to eat dinner with the kids. But let's see, we've been playing 3.5 hours now, right, Pete? 3.5 hours. And it's not over yet. Curve high inside, ball 3-2-2. The ground ball hit to the third. McDougal can't get it. Throw back up with close to first. Close at first. McDougal slowed that ball down just enough, enabling Gardner to beat it. Gill got his glove on the ball. It goes as a base hit. Kubrick was there, but of course McDougal trying to make the play. It's an infield single. Second hit off Johnny James. And that's going to bring up the pitcher, Don Lee. One for seven as a batter, batting 143. The Senators have just about used up all their pinch hitters. Yankee infield looking for the bunt. It is bunted in the air. McDougal makes the catch. No chance for a double play. Gill had ideas of stopping that ball, but it was bunted a little too hard. So it's one away. Bob Allison, who struck out, fly to center, bounce to short, pop to short, and walk. One away. Curve over, strike call. Ben Hadley holding first against Billy Gardner. Bill Paparella takes a look at the ball, says it's all right, keeps it in first. strike on Bob Allison. Moreau signed 4-4 in the top of the 11th. One out. Billy Gardner leading off first base. Pitch is bunted. Wait a minute, foul ball. It must have hit Allison's foot. It eventually landed there. Allison started, stopped, started again, and then Joe Paparella held up both hands, yelling, foul ball. Nothing in two on Allison. He had McDougal deep at third. Could have walked down the first base had he bunted there. Here's a set by James. Curve outside. Harris left to throw down the first. One ball, two strikes. Curve low outside. Nice backhand stop by Howard on an almost wild pitch. Two and three to count. One out. There's a stretch. Two pitches up in the air to the infield. McDougal and Richardson calling for it. Look out, men, and McDougal makes the catch. Two out, and here's Jim Lemon, who hit into a double play with the bases loaded and one out in the ninth inning. First and Lemon the batter. Here's the stretch. Curve, strike called. Curve outside, ball one, one on one. Time. One ball, one strike, two out. Score tied 4-4 in the 11th. Billy Gardner leading off first base. Game set. Third hit foul outside of third. Two strikes on Lemon. Here's the set. Hook high and side brushes Lemon back 2-2. Two strikes and two outs. 2-2 pitch. Kelsey! Got him swinging. First strikeout for Johnny James for Washington in the top of the 11th. No runs, one hit. The Yankee is one man left score at the end of 10 and a half innings. Washington 4 and the Yankees 4.
Remember, keep on the go with new Atlantic Imperial. The gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Take a look at the scoreboard again. In the American League, Baltimore defeated the Red Sox 6-1 in the first game. The second game is tied 1-1 at the end of 4. Kansas City leads Chicago 4-2 at the end of 6. And Detroit defeated Cleveland in the first of 2, 6-5. In the National League, Pittsburgh over Philadelphia 8-5. Cincinnati defeated Milwaukee 4-2. The Dodgers shut out the Cubs 4-0, and the Cardinals are leading the Giants 4-1 at the end of 5. The Yankees have played 3 extra inning games up till today. 2 of them were 10 innings, the other one 11. So this time is the longest extra inning game the Yankees have been in, and the Yankees have yet to win a game that has gone beyond 9 innings. They lost 8-3 to Chicago, 5-1 to Cleveland, and 3-2 to Cleveland in extra innings. Now we have a pinch hitter for Johnny James. John Blanchard batting for Johnny James. And this is Blanchard's first at-bat this year. He and Joe DiMaggio have not been to bat. All right, Don Lee first pitch to Blanchard. It's a ground ball. Hits him off the foot right back to the box, and Blanchard's down at one knee. He fouled the ball right off his foot, and Blanchard went down on one knee. Lee threw to first base just to play safe anyway. Joe Paparella looks at the ball and keeps it in play. Have been pretty well emptied today. The one strike pitch, low, ball one, one and one. Here's the 1-1 delivery. A ground ball of Beth there at first. He's up with the graces to the bag for the unassisted putout. Blanchard hit the ball hard on one hop to Julio Bechera. And that brings up Tony Kubek. Kubek singled, walked, bounced to second, popped to second, and flied to right field. One out. First pitch to Kubek is low inside, ball one. No strikes on Kubek. Don Lee into the windup. The pitch is hit on the ground at first base. Bechera up with it. Races to the bag for the unassisted putout. Two in a row. And that brings up Mickey Mantle. Mickey has singled, struck out, hammered, fly to right, and bounced to second. This is low, ball one. 1-0 pitch is swung at a missed strike line, 1-1. Mickey wants to Rosenberg. Lopez flips it up to him. One ball, one strike on Mickey. Two out, bottom of the 11th, score side 4-4. Nobody on. The pitch is low, a ball two and one, and Mick almost got right down on the ground as the right knee gave way. Change up on the outside corner, strike two, two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Hit, ground ball, hit slowly to first base. But there flips the lead. He's safe at first. Safe at first. Gardner was there to field the ball, and it would have been an easier throw for Gardner, who could have flipped with his right hand, but Kerr had to catch it with the glove, transfer it to his bare hand and throw to Lee, and Mickey beat it out. Hit number 10 for the Yankees is Hector Lopez, who is 2-for-2 since coming in the game. He double singled and walked. And let's see if Mickey will try and steal the bag. He has four stolen bases and four attempts this year. Here's a stretch. Pitch. A fly ball. A deep right field. Ground ball. It's a home run for Hector Lopez. He wins the ball game. Oh, you like that, Lopez? The Yankees win it. tremendous team win for the Yankees and for New York in the bottom of the 11th. Two runs, two hits, no senator errors, nobody left. The Yankees won it in 11 innings, 6-4. And while we're getting the totals ready,
we'll tell you that a clean carburetor can increase your driving pleasure. Now, Atlantic Imperial Gasoline actually cleans your carburetor as you drive. And keeps it clean, too. Quite a ball game, Phil.
Totals in the ball game. For the Yankees, 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 10 men left. And for Washington, 4 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors, and 12 men left. The winning pitcher, Johnny James, who is now 1-1 and lost none. The loser, Don Lee, who was 1-9 and lost one. And it's the first extra inning win for the Yankees this year.
Well, that winds up another Atlantic Baseball broadcast. But tune in for plenty of baseball listening tomorrow. We have a doubleheader for you starting at 1:30. The Yankees and Washington. Now, this is Bob Delaney speaking for Ralphie McFarlane, saying that all for now from T. Valentine & Son, brewers of the crisp refresher Valentine beer, the largest selling beer in the East, and the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial Gasoline.